While the region bracing for another major storm that's expected to roll into the area sometime this evening. And joining us this morning with his perspective is Chief Meteorologist Rob Gilman. Rob, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. You know, Dan, fishermen have been heard to say winds from the east 3 days at least. That's the idea around here. A nor'easter is a long-duration event.
And this is a March nor'easter, which is kind of... This is a March nor'easter. This is a little different, correct?
Well, this is the height of the season. Actually, one of the... Did you know, and this is a fascinating fact, the reason that both New York City and Boston built subways in the late part of the 19th century was because of a storm. It was a nor'easter, the blizzard of 1888.
Wow. And so it's really impacted how we live today. And, of course, we're bracing for another one. Probably going to roll in this evening. Is that about right?
Well, it'll start to sprinkle a little bit by then. That'll be the very beginning of it. The winds will start to increase. And, again, we haven't really had any major storms. We haven't even had a moderate storm this winter season. Have to go back to January of 2022, the blizzard that hit on January 22nd. This is the type of storm that brought the blizzard of 78, the no-name storm of 1991, a rapidly intensifying storm center along the eastern seaboard. So it gets underway later this evening, and then the rain gets heavy. So this time tomorrow morning, it'll be raining here on the South Shore.
And is it going to stay rain for the entire South Shore, or is a certain area, is it going to change over to snow? What are you thinking right now?
That is the golden question. Excellent. It is going to change. There's no question about that. The storm center will be rapidly strengthening, taking a position south of Long Island, New York, and then near and off Cape Cod. And the exact strengthening, when that occurs, and again, this all is caused by cold air moving south, warm air moving north. Just imagine you had a long garden hose and it was whipped by those forces. So that's very intense, and that energy will cause the storm to intensify. Just how and where that takes place will determine when heavy rain changes to heavy snow, and whether it's around Route 128, Route 495 north, or down through the city of Boston. The city of Boston has a lot of transportation issues, as you well know. Heavy wind-driven snow is the worst of all of it, added on to the problems of the infrastructure, the number of cars, and that changeover will be taking place tomorrow late in the morning, and then during the afternoon, the winds will be blowing 60 to 70 miles an hour into tomorrow night.
So do you think it's going to impact the morning commute, evening commute, anything like that? If we're drivers, do we have to worry about it?
Again, the wet roads will impact the morning commute. Heavy wind-driven snow tomorrow will be terrible, and there may be government dictates about traveling by tomorrow late in the day. And again, a blizzard is when you have 35 mile an hour winds or higher for 3 hours or more, along with blowing or falling snow. And those conditions will be occurring over a good part of eastern Massachusetts. We'll see how the storm develops. Again, we have all day today to get ready for that.
And one last thing, do you think people should be prepared for power outages? Think it could be that bad?
Well, again, we're talking about 60, 70 mile an hour winds. It's not that everyone's power is going to go out. And the worst of it will be where the wet, heavy snow clings to trees and then brings down those trees onto power lines. That looks to be primarily Middlesex County, parts of Norfolk County, Worcester County, though it will move toward the coast. And that'll be later tomorrow. So you should make early preparations. Again, it's not likely that all of Marshfield or all of Duxbury will be out of power, but there will be power outages from this storm, and there'll be big coastal impacts from the storm, the wind, and the tide.
All righty. Well, we'll certainly be keeping an eye on all that, and we'll have you on again to discuss this definitely tomorrow morning. So thank you so much, Rob. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon.
Indeed.